N4CUC, KL7FR, in Willow, Alaska, which is about 50 radio miles from downtown Anchorage, 50 miles as the crow flies north on the Parks Highway, about 75 road miles, but just north of Anchorage in the Sioux Sitna Valley. Our claim to fame in Willow is we're the restart of the world famous Iditarod sled dog race. Other than that, not much happens around here. It's a pretty quiet little place. It's kind of long spread out. Runs along the highway from mile 61 to mile 84, I believe. About 10 miles each side of the highway, but only about 2,000 people. We're not even incorporated. We don't have a city council or any form of government. We've got a community organization, Willow Area Community Organization, WACO, and I still don't know whether you pronounce it Waco or Waco. I think they're Wacos, but they get mad when I call it Waco. But we're an unincorporated community 50 miles north of Anchorage as the crow flies. And then as far as Fireside goes now, Fireside is a multi-node conference, EchoLink, All-Star, IRLP, Digital Bridges, and Hamshack Hotline is also regularly connected to Fireside, and Fireside connects to other conferences around the world for different nets. Carries a variety of nets pretty much all day long on Fireside. If you like nets, Fireside is probably the best place to find them, because there's a variety of nets from around the world on there. Alaska Morning Net is on there every morning, well, 6 days a week, on Sundays. I timed out my notes, so I'm talking too long. But very multi-node conference with multiple nets and connections around the world, so there's, even if there's not a net going on, you can jump on Fireside and throw out your call sign. Good chance someone's going to pick up and you can get a cue. So there's not that much time between nets. There's pretty much a full schedule of nets most of the day. I like Fireside. That's one of my favoriteest hangouts on the radio, that's for sure. Back to you, Dave. KL7FR.